This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath.
Come on back, Jack.
And will you let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show. Yeah. Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I heard Fran also struggled with one last breath.
Yeah, so there were a few instances. couple of trouble. One, he had to look at the lyrics every time. And he also said he's singing around his house all the time. It got in his head. Well, then why do you have to look at the lyrics every time?
Yes.
Holding his phone up, staring at it.
He literally had the phone held up like this and was reading. I'm like, dude, are you reading the lyrics of the song?
Yes. So there was that. There was him. Was it Buzz? No, it was Fran who ran in and made TK do it, but TK couldn't hear it. He didn't have his headphones on.
I heard that one. Yeah,
so,
that one.
And also, we found out you've been boxing out TK on One Last Breath, not turning his mic on when he was singing.
Well, I don't know if you ever participated at one. Like, he lets me know, like, hey, let me go here.
Oh.
So, you know, sometimes he's just sitting there being a curmudgeon.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right. That's fair.
But I'll turn him on anything. He's horrible at it. So.
Yeah, but he tries.
Yeah, which
that's
is all we ask
that's
for.
That's all that matters. Yeah. And then Friday, we had our first Friday One Last Breath, which we haven't really had.
Right.
And it was a pretty full Chickies on Friday because there was a Nova playing at the Wells Fargo Center or something. It was pretty full. And just a lot. We had a few people smiling, but it was really sort of a Monday thing. Like, the Friday people didn't know what was going on. Yeah.
Well, which is disappointing because that's like happy hour.
Yes.
You would think they'd be a little more loosened up.
We'll get it there.
Yeah, look.
We'll get it there.
Not too worried about it.
The Twitter question, final check-in here, is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Nope. That is the wrong one. Brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Here we go. Which member of the Sixers are you most frustrated with? 36.8 Embiid, 33.4 Josh Harris, very close second, and 29.8 on Daryl Morey. There we go. A.J. Brown on Gilly's podcast yesterday. $1 million worth of game. We played some clips from it earlier, him talking about his relationship with Jalen on the team being underdogs. Here is AJ talking about, you know, Gilly was talking about, you know, rivalries with other teams. I think he said he didn't like when Slay was on Micah Parsons' podcast. And here was AJ on that.
I'm going to keep it all we real, Slay. I love you. You know, you my man. Don't be talking to them during the season.
Listen, though.
We don't like
a lot of us. Listen. That's one thing about Philly fans. They just like that. But like you got to understand like the player who you talking to. It's a different era, bro. It's a different time. I understand it's like rivals and stuff, but we on the field. It's like, all right, yeah, I'm at your head. But after that, it's like, it is what it is. Like,
they went to college together.
Imagine Jordan and Bird swapping jerseys after the game. Michael Jordan.
It's a different time.
What do you think of that? I mean, it's true.
He's right to a degree that it is a different time, but that doesn't matter in this city. It's the same time for fans. Mm-hmm. Like they in this city, they hold the rivalries near and dear to their hearts. And while the Cowboys haven't been relevant from that standpoint, from a championship standpoint in years, they have been a good football team, and we still deal with a lot of Cowboy fans, right? As fans going back and forth. So AJ has mentioned this in the past, I believe, and we kind of just sort of brush it under the rug. From that standpoint, I don't necessarily have a problem with it as long as he understands what it means to the fan base, right? Like, as long as you understand that. In other words, don't minimize or belittle fans
for
who feel that way and care, right? You don't feel that way. We have to respect that, okay, you didn't grow up here. This is even the team you were drafted to, so, you know, I can understand that. I had to learn the whole Cowboys rivalry thing too, right? When I came here, I grew up rooting for the Bengals. I hated the Oilers and the Browns and the Steelers growing up. But if you love this fan base, like I believe he does, and he speaks highly of the fan base all the time and their passion, then really it's more or less out of respect for the fans.
Yeah. I think
that's really what it is.
I think there's like a line. Mm-hmm. The going on Micah Parsons podcast during the season, I just feel like there's a line maybe you don't need to cross.
I agree. But you know what, Spike? These athletes today, man, like we had to deal with podcasts.
Right.
And I don't think any of us would have gone on a podcast with the Cowboys or the Giants, who were really our hated rivalries back then.
Right.
With Tiki or Michael Burrow or Michael Strahan, you know, those guys.
Imagine Doc just going on Tony Romo's podcast
the week before. That's not happening. Yeah. That's not happening. But these guys are, I guess, they are, rivals is not the word, obviously. They are opponents, right? They play in the same league. They're opponents of each other. But the vitriol or the anger or the passion to beat that other team or player is only there on game day.
As long as they're on game day, I guess.
Like, I think that's kind of where AJ is at. He's like, that's why he was like, yeah, when we're out there, I'm trying to go at your head. Like he may not think Washington is a rivalry, but if Marshawn Lattimore is there long enough, that's going to turn into a rivalry between him and Marshawn Lattimore.
He mentioned Lattimore as a guy that talks a lot of trash to him. I think what it is it's really easy to not care about it in a year where they won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Eagles are 4-7,
yes, sir,
and you're on Micah Parsons' podcast, mm-hmm. and they are 10-2 or something,
I would not advise that.
I wouldn't advise that.
I would not advise that.
Here's AJ on when the team's winning, but he's not getting the ball a lot.
The media try to like make it seem like you take stats over winning.
Okay,
is that the truth?
No, it's not the truth.
Thank you.
It's not the truth at all.
Okay.
We can get into that too. as far as a wide out, you know, if a wide out tell you he don't want the ball, he lying. Yeah. And you don't want that wide out if he's saying he don't want the ball. I'm just gonna tell you.
He's not gonna be on the team.
He's not gonna be on the team. That's not the guy you're looking for.
Mm.
And when you know you have the ability to change the game and at any moment, and as far as me, what I'm saying, like when I literally say I'm open, I'm always open, like I'm literally always open. And that's the mindset that I have. And so whenever I get the one-on-one chance, because we only have so many opportunities. We work all week for a couple opportunities in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And when that don't happen, sometimes you see frustration. And I think that's fair, you know. You're working for something all week, and you get to the game, and you get the look, and some BS happen. And now you're a little upset, you know what I'm saying? But I think that's fair to have that emotion, you know. And I think, you know, people blow stuff out of proportion. But I think people got to realize it's a fine line between stats and winning as far as a wide receiver.
There you go. That all sound fair to me.
Yeah.
There was a line about, it might have been a different part of the podcast about having to go and block and do this. It wasn't saying he didn't want to do it, but he's like, all that stuff's great and winning's great, but I want the ball.
He wants the ball.
Yeah.
Yeah. I completely understand that. That's why the only time I've ever sort of criticized AJ for that was, I think it was the Minnesota game.
Yeah.
Monday night or Thursday night game. Yeah, where it looked like he was sort of going at Jalen on the sideline. He was his emotions, to me, sort of had gotten away from him, and it looked like he was barking at Jalen, and Jalen was trying to tell him, like, I got you, like calm down. And then I don't think he spoke after the game or what have you. That's the only time I ever went at AJ with that. The other stuff, I understand. If you have the ability that AJ Brown has, he's absolutely right. You only get so many opportunities in a game. And what he's essentially saying there is when that opportunity presents itself and I don't get the ball, well, it's not that I'm upset the first time that it happens, maybe not even the second time. I may even let it go three times. But when it gets to five, six, or seven times over a period of time, and it don't even have to be in one game, it could be over games. Then that's what I think happened last year. It was over the period of three or four games where he wasn't necessarily getting involved, the ball wasn't getting to him, that led him to say passing was something they need to work on or improve on, however he said it. Yeah, I get it. I get it. And, like, yeah, you're going to have those uncomfortable conversations. I just want you to do it behind the scenes.
So everybody can't pick it apart.
Yes. Right. That's what I'm okay with that. Like, that happens. Like, that happens. I've seen that on teams. But you do it behind the scenes. That was the one thing that always got T.O. in trouble publicly when people would criticize him, because he couldn't keep his emotions in check enough that he's not trying to embarrass the quarterback or the offensive coordinator or even the head coach by throwing temper tantrums running up and down the sideline.
Right.
Yelling. Like, you're drawing this negative attention to us. So if you keep that behind the scenes or wait till we get in the locker room, then the public don't even know that it's an issue there.
And he did say, look, you're only getting a few shots a game, and if you don't get it on the shot that you wanted it. I also thought it was funny. He was like, literally, I'm always open. I was like, well, literally. I don't know if it's literally that you're always open. Devin, you're on WIP. Devin in Allentown.
Hey.
What's up, Devin?
Hey, guys. How you doing? How you guys doing? So I just wanted to call in. You know, you caught me off guard there. But I just wanted to call in and ask you, specifically Spike, you know, what's it going to take for you, you know, to admit that Jalen Hurts is an elite quarterback?
Well, I think it's less about admitting and more about what I believe versus what you believe. I think if he plays the way that he played in the last two games more consistently through a year, I think that along with the success he's had would make him an elite quarterback.
So I'm just saying, you have Joe Burrow, Pat Mahomes, Josh Allen, and Lamar Jackson as elite quarterbacks, right?
Yep.
So my thing is like, I feel like you don't take enough into account, like, what Jalen just the winning part that Jalen will do anything to win, you know? Like, I understand all these other guys win at a high clip, too. But, you know, I feel like, you know, and I know you always say the callers always bring up, you know, Josh Allen, but honestly, you know, what has Josh Allen ever won?
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, like
he hasn't won a Super Bowl. He hasn't. But those are two different things. See, the difference, because what you're saying, what I understand where you're coming from. I do. And I understand that you believe it because of that reason. And it makes sense to me, even though I don't agree with it. My point is that the winning is a team thing, and he gets credit for it because he's the quarterback. But I also don't think it goes the other way around, in that he doesn't. the losses aren't credited to him the same way the wins are, right? So the Super Bowl they lost to the Chiefs the first time, everybody says Jalen plays great. And if he would do everything that it takes to win, then those losses get tagged to him too. So to me, elite is a very special category, and it means performing like really well all the time. And I don't think he has hit that in the last two regular seasons, even though he absolutely played great and is a Super Bowl MVP. And I'm absolutely thrilled with that. And the way that he played in those last two games showed me that that's in there. But I think the team scaling him back the way that they did this year and the performance for a large part of the season, to me, did not scream elite. He played elite in those two final games for sure, but to me, it's not just about the wins. So, and I think there are plenty of quarterbacks that haven't won Super Bowl, elite quarterbacks that haven't won Super Bowls. And you know, John Elway, if he retired before those last two Super Bowls, I think would have been remembered as an elite quarterback. He just got a great running back in those last 2 years. And was able to do it. So I think Jalen played great in those two games, and he played well enough during the season for them to win games, but I don't think he played at an elite level this year during the regular season.
And that's fine, and that's cool. And I get that too. You know, Jalen didn't have his best year, but did he not play elite in 2022? Like, was 20, like,
yes, he did. He did, but that was 3 years ago.
That
you know,
was 3 years, but. So
you could have an elite year without being an elite QB, right? I mean, I wouldn't call Brock Purdy elite, but I would say last year he had an elite season. You know, he performed at an elite level last year, but I don't think he was. Even Sam Darnold this year or Jared Goff, I think you could say performed at that level. But it takes everything, you know. So I hear what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. We're on different sides of this, but I understand what you're saying. But that you asked me what I would need to see. That's what I would need to see.
Okay. Well, okay. Fritzy Poo over there. What does Fritzy Poo need to see?
Yeah, a lot Fritzy, more.
Yeah. I think Fritzy Poo's a lot further away than I am. Would you agree with that, Fritzy
Poo? Well, I'm open to it. I was not open to it.
Before the championship game and Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Open to it.
Okay.
And if I could just squeeze in the Sixers point real quick.
Yeah, for sure.
I think, you know, I feel like we should be most upset at, you know, Daryl Morey, you know? I feel like, obviously, Joel Embiid deserves heat and criticism, you know? He's a great player. I don't know. Great to stretch. He's a very, very, very good player. I don't feel like he lays it all on the line for the city. But I think we have to spend more time coming at Daryl Morey because, one, he's in hiding. And, two, I mean, ever since the whole Ben Simmons thing, you know, I don't know what we could have traded Ben Simmons for, but I'm sure there were other options other than Harden, you know?
There weren't. No, I mean, okay. Yeah, I mean,
I'm not even mad about the Harden thing.
I think Harden
I'm
was
mad
a...
mad about the dinosaur build. They went for a dinosaur build. They went for Paul George, and I was all on board with the Paul George thing, but now it's just like, you know, like, he doesn't want to do anything.
Well, that's what he has to live with that we don't. You know, you and I both wanted him to get Paul George, and we don't have to live with the consequences. Thank you for the call, Devin. We don't have to live with the consequences of giving Paul George a 4-year, $200 million contract. But he does. Well, I guess we have to live with it as fans. But my gut would be Paul George is not on the Sixers after the trade deadline next year. My gut is he's on the team to start next year, and my gut is he's not on the team after the trade deadline.
Do you want an update on the Eagles and the White House situation?
Oh, yes. So originally, there was a report from the Sun. Was that the British?
Yeah, something.
The Sun said that they weren't going to go.
So according
the Baltimore Sun?
Not even the Baltimore Sun.
In London. And then,
what are you using, London sources?
Yes. And then
London sources
Clay Travis said that the Eagles had not even received an invite, so it was not true. So what is the update?
So according to Rap Sheet, the Eagles would be honored to visit the White House, team sources say, after conversations today.
There you go.
If invited, but I guess they've not been invited yet.
There you go. There it is. Problem
solved.
Yeah,
I could have told y'all that.
Yeah. I mean, like, look. I think
this guy looking for insider of the year.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah. Insider of the year.
You are something, man. This is like your point shaving scandal from the year.
Could have told you that. Right, he's going to take credit for this on Wednesday. By the way,
he really is. Saying. He's setting it up. But he's setting it right up.
Well, I think at the end of the day, it's still the friggin' White House. You won the Super Bowl. Part of like winning the Super Bowl is the cool visit to the White House. So I hope everyone can just relax and not make a.
I mean, a visit in the White House is overrated. Let's be honest.
I've never been. Have you?
Inside of it?
Yeah, no, I've never been inside.
Never been inside. I feel like I want a title somewhere. Are you trying to be funny?
No, I'm just saying maybe you took a tour. Where were you on January 6th?
I wasn't there.
Okay.
I was here watching it.
Yes, we were actually all watching it on the screens.
Yeah. Every break going out. Well, this is crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually do remember. I said, like, wow, that's wild.
It was an interesting time.
Yes.
Between that and Jillio getting caught on the parkway.
Oh, during the protests? Yes. Yeah. Jillio was stuck on the parkway.
The tanks, rolling over his car.
The tanks underneath the building when National Guard was here.
Yes, sir.
Dude, the year, I mean, it started March 2020, right?
Yep.
The next year and a half of our lives here at the radio station would have made a good book or a good reality series.
Seriously.
Yeah. We were the only ones allowed in here. I will never forget. So when COVID happened, we all at WIP decided, most of us decided to keep coming to work, you know, mm-hmm. Safe as we could, even though Jack was, you know, the dirt ball coming out of the bathroom every once in a while. We tried our best around here.
What are you even talking about?
Yes. So every time somebody in the office would be here that we didn't recognize, somebody would tattletale to me.
Yep.
They'd be like, hey, who's that?
Who is that man?
And me and Alex, the guy from KYW News Radio, would sound the alarm. Somebody's in here. Who the hell are you? What are you doing in here?
And I don't know, I'll never forget the first time two people sat at the same table.
Oh, yes.
At the lunchroom?
Yeah.
Me and Ike almost had a conniption. Like, is Spike going to yell at them?
Yes.
Yeah.
What are you sitting at the same table? We all get our own table around here.
And some people, and we still sit in those seats.
Yes, like
they've
stayed
the same since COVID.
Yes.
You know? Now, some people.
We are still sitting in the same seat.
And some people haven't caught on that you're not allowed to sit there.
Well, battle being one that sits in Ike's seat all the time.
Yeah, he understands now.
Yeah. Yes. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
There was a lot of doctor talk there in the second segment. Did Spike say that Embiid also got a vasectomy? Mark in Modco.
Wow.
Jeez.
There's a lot of, you know.
You did do a lot of medical reporting.
Oh, my God. The freaking knee stuff.
Well, I'm trying to inform everybody.
On this radio station?
Yeah. I actually think it's
WIP radio.
I actually think it's interesting, all of it. But yeah, the one thing I try to get across to people is they kept saying, "Well, he should just have the surgery."
Yeah,
I'm just like, there isn't one. There's not the surgery. Okay, all right. What's next?
Mad Mike, LOL. Imagine being that wrong about that many things and still showing up in public to talk again. Who does that? Nick Wright.
I thought he was taking a shot at one of you two.
Yeah,
I thought he was taking a shot at Elliot.
Oh, yeah. Elliot, proudly.
Nick Wright, yeah, it's a tough month for him. Tough couple of weeks.
Well, you learn when you're somebody like Nick Wright that when you're wrong about stuff, the ratings go up because everybody tunes in to see what you're going to say.
See what you're going
to
say.
You might as well just say what you think because if you're wrong, it might even be better anyway. Yeah. So.
Well, and also, it's not like local. We got talk to people out in public.
Right.
He's like out of wherever their shows are.
In the
New York.
Yeah, in New York.
Yeah, but he doesn't have to, like, deal with Eagles fans every day.
Oh, no, I agree.
Is that show in New York or is that show L.A.?
It's New York.
Oh, is it New York?
Yep.
Okay. Because I know Craig's show is New York. Yep. Mm-hmm. What's next?
Loved the first hour, guys. One question, though. Is Daryl elite? Jalen at the NovaCare.
Oh, Jalen.
He has not had an elite year. I can say that. Has not had an elite season.
Well, Daryl Morey. You know who's out working on his game 2 weeks after the Super Bowl?
I saw Jalen.
Saying.
Man. Elite. Athletes are working out. That's crazy.
Oh, come on, man.
Wow, he's throwing the football. It's wild.
Elite.
Lane's lifting, too. The team's bunch.
Now, that one is crazy.
Yeah. You don't
he's
need to lift.
He's back to lifting already?
Yeah, give it a few. Lifting, you can wait. I know you don't get fully out of shape, but, you know.
Well, if you don't, listen, you don't have to work to get back in shape if you never let yourself get out of shape.
Yeah. Used to be a training campus for.
Not anymore.
Training camps for waiting around for the regular season. What's next?
Wait, there was a time when Buzz grilled A.J. Brown to make sure it was him? Why? Fake Dr. J.
Dr. J, you got us?
I got you. How's it going?
Doing well. Doing well. How are you doing?
Dude, that's not Dr. J.
I'm doing great. Hang on one second. I'm just walking across the house.
That's not Dr. J, dude.
That's not him.
I'm telling you, that is Justin.
You hear me?
It's Justin from Tennessee. Or Hank Hill. So those are the only two people that could be Hank Hill or Justin. Hi, guys.
Hey, yo.
I'm Dr. J. What's next?
Joel Embiid has no heart. When I was younger, I tore my Achilles, and so I replaced it with a butter knife and a rubber band and went out there and played the second half. Ken and Cinnamon City.
Yeah, he brought up an injury. I was like, well, he said the second year, Joel re-broke his foot, right?
He did. He broke it. Yeah, broke it a second time. Yeah.
That's what I thought, right?
Yeah, there was some thought during that first year. He got way too heavy. He didn't take rehab.
I remember that, the Shirley Temple stuff.
Yeah, so it's like, I think it is...
It's mixed in there.
Yeah, he might have broken it. Like, it might have been okay if he didn't. Maybe it couldn't.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Fritz at 6 is back tonight?
No, it's Alan Ashland.
Oh,
Ashland Allen?
Mm-hmm.
I saw Al.
Are you going to take your nephew to an arcade or something?
No, they're back in Iowa.
Oh.
No Fritz is 6 tonight,
The next 3 nights, you got me. Yeah.
All right.
I tell you, this guy.
Didn't you just have a week off to watch the Phillies?
I had to do this show today.
Oh, okay. Al Morgani and Ashland Sullivan are next. We will talk to you tomorrow, mm-hmm. same time, same place. We'll see if Jack will be here.
I wonder if Al's going to kill the Sixers tonight.
I think he will, but Al's always got... Al's an interesting guy. Always got interesting opinions on stuff. Yeah, he was always the voice of reason, quote unquote, on the morning show with Angelo and Rhea and stuff. So we'll see what Al has to say next. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.